Live from the Panic Zone, I'm Steve Garai. I'm America's voice. God bless America. Thank you for being here. I'm a man on a mission to make this nation better every single day. And yes, I'm proud to say I believe in America first before anything else. Now, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a deep red state seems to be waning in its support for former President Donald Trump. We'll have the latest on the buzz from the Beehive State. Number two, a Democrat senator has been linked directly to using the IRS to attack his conservative and Republican political opponents. But will anyone do anything about it? Yeah, probably not. And number three, the left sounds like a pile of smashed cats on the issue of surrounding the unethical involvement of the Biden campaign and White House, dictating to Twitter and other social media giants what they could run and what needed to be deleted on their social media website. But it is so much bigger now. And even though the corporate drive-by media is doing its best to bury the story, the Hunter Biden laptop is like a B-grade zombie movie. No matter what they do on the left, the story will not die. And with some major networks like CBS doing honest work on the story, finally, it's not likely going to get any better for the folks in the West Wing. The pressure is coming. As they would say during the Trump administration, the walls are closing in. And now you know why the left became so unhinged at the prospect of Elon Musk buying the social media giant. It gave him access, you see, to all the files, to all the dirty secrets. And they knew he would likely uncover the truth about all the dirty dealing going on from the White House to the Biden campaign before that, and even the FBI before that, because the FBI had already planned ahead to bury the story before it even hit the front page of the New York Post. And with your government and the intelligence agencies working on behalf of Joe Biden with the intent of defeating Donald Trump, that is a gross violation of public trust. And I'm certain a few laws were broken along the way as well. Not to mention, it clearly had an impact on the outcome of the 2020 election, clearly. Miranda Devine, who wrote the big expose article on the Hunter Biden laptop that hit the newsstands October the 14th, 2020, says Elon Musk missed one very big point, however, in the release of the documents on Friday. Listen to this.
Well, I think what Elon Musk failed to deliver was the crucial bit about the censorship, which was that it was pre-ordered by the FBI. At that point, in the weeks before the 2020 election, the FBI was meeting with these big tech companies, with Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook on a weekly basis.
Meeting on a weekly basis. They're already ready to stamp out anything they didn't like, ready to stamp on President Donald Trump, ready to, in effect, endorse Joe Biden. And as the scandal continues to spread, no matter how much those on the left try to dismiss the story and change the subject, honest people know this is a serious situation. In fact, Jonathan Turley says the whole release of Twitter files is very problematic for the Democrats and Twitter and the FBI and the Biden team, all of them, because it means there's a much larger Biden family influence peddling scandal hidden in all of this. Listen.
I mean, you've got people who are saying, oh, you know, Twitter was just removing vulgar or explicit pictures under their policy. No, they weren't. These emails have Twitter officials talking about how they don't have evidence of hacking. They were preventing the story from being shared, not these pictures. And they ultimately said it was a mistake. But it's like an alternative universe when you go to some of these other sites. And the one thing they don't want to talk about is what's on the computer. Some of them are admitting now it's authentic, but that means the emails are authentic, which means that there was a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme by the Biden family. And that's the one thing that Washington does not want to discuss.
So that's where CBS News comes in. CBS News admits laptop is real. And if the laptop is real, the material on the laptop is real, including the emails that Jonathan Turley just mentioned. And even if the MSNBC and the New York Times ignore the political explosion touched off by Elon Musk, members of Congress are not looking the other way at all. Senator Rand Paul, for example, says the FBI is and was an active participant in peddling political propaganda to the public. Listen to this.
Well, it goes deep and is throughout all the higher echelon of the FBI. Look at what they did to Ron Johnson. they released to the public in Wisconsin that somehow he was being influenced by Russian disinformation. And yet they allowed that to be leaked. It was an FBI leak. And that was disinformation that tried to hurt him in his election. So, yes, we have to do something about this. And the left crows about, oh, disinformation. It's coming from government. Government is influencing our elections.
Yeah, government is influencing directly our elections, which would be completely unconstitutional. And clearly laws would have been broken by the FBI, the DNI, and whoever is involved here. These tentacles reach deep. And for anybody that doesn't believe in the deep state, welcome to reality. It's the bureaucrats behind the scenes, those puppet masters pulling the strings. That's what it is. It also means the incoming Republicans that will be in charge of investigations of what actually happened are getting their ducks lined up. Republican like James Comer says the problems facing the Biden White House and numerous government officials quite serious. Here he is.
What we've seen thus far are emails from the Biden campaign telling the Twitter that, you know, that wasn't a true story, which that was a lie. We know now it was a true story with what the contents of the laptop are. What we haven't gotten to yet is 21 and 22 during the Biden administration. We're pretty confident that numerous officials within our federal government have been communicating on behalf of the Biden White House to Twitter as to what they can censor and not, as to who they can ban and who they cannot. So this raises a whole host of ethical issues. The 2020 stuff that he released with the Democrat National Committee on the laptop story, that raises campaign finance violations. There are a lot of problems for the Biden administration and the Biden campaign right now.
A lot of problems for the Biden administration, for the Biden campaign right now. You see, like I said, it's like a B-rated zombie movie. You can't kill it. The laptop just keeps coming back to life and back to life and back to life. And it marches forward because the laptop is real. It was always real. It was never Russian disinformation. It was a crackhead who dropped off his laptop and forgot where it was. Couldn't remember what he did. Couldn't figure out what he did with it. Thought maybe it was stolen. Couldn't figure out where it was. Where's my son? Just like daddy. Like father, like son. Too dumb to figure out where the laptop went. We'd have none of this. None of this if not for Hunter Biden's drug-addicted, addled mind. Instead, we've got it all. And the question is, what are we going to do about it as a nation? What are Republicans going to do about it? Is CBS News going to step up and become a news source again? What about all the other important outlets? What about the nation's paper of record? Will the New York Times finally step up and say, oh, this is real. And this is a crime family. This is a crime cartel led by Joe Biden. We'll continue this conversation after the break. Good start to the day. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site, or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every final purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.